listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, NFL picks time with Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. For the first time all year, I have a lead. It's not by much. I'm only up a half game because Jersey Jerry did get a push last week on that Ravens game. But Jersey Jerry back from Pittsburgh after, I don't know, was that like a good day for you? I know you got to see Kenny Pickett. He brought some life to that offense, but it was still a loss at the end of the day.
I'll tell you what, Zach. I think that was one of the better days I have had as of late. Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I just had a feeling. That's why I got the tickets and went out there. I just had a feeling something would happen mid-game. I knew Trubisky was going to start, but I said to myself, you know, I think he's going to struggle, and I think they're going to pull Mitch, and I think Kenny's going to go in. I'm happy he did. Listen, you know, a lot of people look at the box score. Three interceptions, it's tough. I will say this. I'm a real fan. Kenny's one interception pretty much costed us the game for sure. There's no way around that. But I seen a spark, and I don't know if you seen a little spark. I seen a spark.
I actually saw hope. You know, that offensive line's not good. The offense hasn't looked good all season, and I've been saying this throughout. Yeah, you're right. It wasn't as bad as what the three interceptions would suggest, but there's actually a reason to watch the Steelers, because with Trubisky, it was he's playing, but you know he's not going to be the guy for the entire season or next year.
Yeah, and you know what's What I found really interesting about Kenny is, you know, I went to a preseason game. I pretty much, you know, I think I told the story here or somewhere else. I went to a preseason game, and during the game, he snapped and he screamed at Tomlin, "Let me throw the effing ball." And I said to myself, this guy, he's a gamer. This guy's a gamer. And then you watch him. He commands the huddle. The wide receivers love playing for him. You know, the stuff they're saying in the press conferences. He's a confident guy. You know, brighter days ahead as a Steelers fan, I think. Brighter days ahead. You know, you got TJ coming back, hopefully week six. That's what the word is right now. Listen, we got a tough one in Buffalo, that's for sure. But, you know, Mitch played like a quarterback who just did enough to just stay relevant for the first two or three weeks. And then, you know, I can understand. You know, you're not making mistakes. You're not turning the ball over really that much. But you're not doing enough to win the game, by no means.
Jersey Jerry here with us. Let's get to the picks. I'll start things off, and it's the first time I could do so this year because I have that half-game lead now. We'll see how much longer that does last. I'm taking the Packers, Jersey Jerry, laying eight in London up against the Giants. Giants have been a good team this year. Daboll and Shane, I like that regime. There is some optimism. Green Bay came off that ugly game last week where they found a way to beat the Pats. But I think this is a reminder that the Packers, even though they're 3-1, people aren't high on them, they're still a good team, and they'll take advantage of a team that just doesn't have a lot of talent right now in the Giants. Give me the Pack, -8.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to go with an underdog play. I'm going to go with the Cardinals, +5.5. Listen, Eagles are hot. They really are. Defense, number one defense, pretty much across the board right now. They're playing well. They're winning games. They're covering spreads. But this is just what the Cardinals do. They look like crap, and then they get into these games with better opponents, and they just somehow either find a way to win or just barely lose. And I think they're going to cover the 5.5 this week. Give me the Cardinals.
All right, we're going head-to-head then on this one because I got the Eagles at 5, but I'll use your number for the sake of this segment. I will do the Eagles minus 5.5. This is why I'm going Philly, and I hear what you're saying. The Eagles are a team. The Cardinals are one player, and I think they've been playing with fire way too much this year. I'll trust the better team. I know Philadelphia struggled in Arizona, but I'm going with the Birds of Philadelphia minus 5.5 this week. So 2 picks for me. What is your second pick there, Jersey Jerry?
My second pick is going to be the New Orleans Saints minus 5 against Seattle at home. Not sure who the starter is going to be. Probably Andy Dalton. But I'll take the Saints at home. Tough place to play. I think the defense, they step up to the plate and get the job done here. Give me the Saints minus 5.
Okay. Wow, we're going head-to-head again. This is a big week.
Yeah, I
like Seattle, Jersey Jerry, this week. I can't believe what I'm seeing out of Geno Smith. I'm not a believer in Geno Smith, but he leads the league in completion percentage. Seattle's been a gritty team in the Saints. It's going to be Dalton. I don't know what's going to happen with Thomas and Kamara, but I think this is a field goal game. I don't know who's going to win it. But I think Seattle finds a way to keep it close. I'm getting 5 points, so I'm going to take it there.
All right. Hey, my last pick is going to be – hear me out. The Bills are banged up. I don't know if anybody's been reading the news. The Bills are playing with third stringers on defense, especially in the secondary. They're banged up. They're missing some receivers. They're missing some key people, especially on defense. Listen – Steelers went into Buffalo last year, week one, upset, beat them. The last quarterback to make a start, right, and beat the number one passing defense in the league was Ben Roethlisberger back in 2004. Kenny Pickett makes his start against the number one pass defense in the NFL in 2022. The signs are pointing to the Pittsburgh Steelers covering the spread. Not only will the Steelers cover this spread, hear me on this show. Play this tape back. I want this tape to be played back after this game on Sunday. Sprinkle the money line.
Wow. Now, we're on in Buffalo right now. That's one of our affiliates in this 9 p.m. Eastern time hour, Jersey Jerry. You think the Steelers are going to have a shot to win this game is what you're saying?
Listen. The last time a rookie quarterback made a start and beat the number one pass defense was Big Ben Roethlisberger back in 2004. Kenny Pickett is in that same situation, making his first ever start going against the number one pass defense. History repeats itself. You know this, Zach. Come on, you know this. This is what the Steelers do. They beat good teams and they lose to crappy teams. That's just what they've been doing the last decade. That's just how Tomlin runs this organization. He beats good teams. And he loses games he's not supposed to lose. This game's going to be tough for the Bills. I'm telling you, it's going to be very, very tough. The book is not giving no respect on the over 15.5 points for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kenny's putting up a 24 spot, no question about it.
I like the confidence. So here are my picks. I'm taking Green Bay laying 8, the Eagles minus 5.5, Saints plus 5, Jersey Jerry's on the reverse of the Eagles and the Saints, or excuse me, the Seahawks plus 5, I should say, for me. Jersey Jerry's the opposite. He's taking the Saints minus the points, and then he's taking Arizona plus the points, and then you get the Steelers plus the 14 points right there. Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, appreciate it as always. Do it again next week.
Do it again next week, Zach.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app, your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app, your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.